Richard, what did it mean to you to be able to be around Ken and play for him and how he influenced your life?
He let me be me. You know, I'm not a real outgoing guy, but me and Coach connect. You know, he understood me. I understood what he wanted from me, and he understood what I want from him. He one of the finest men that I ever been around. My mother liked him. All the players liked him because he's down to earth, too. You know, he can relate.
Was he able to push you, like, in games and encourage you to play better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because he always is tell me. And the guys I played with wanted me to shoot the ball. One on jealousy. The guys would love to get me the ball, you know. We came from a game, and I ain't get the ball enough. And Coach Trick called a meeting and told him that if I didn't get the ball more, that he going to ship a lot of them out of here.
Oh. So it was feed the ball to Richard, right?
Yes.
And let him shoot.
Yes.
Your best player. Why would you not want your best player? I watch those guys. I don't pay near the attention anymore. But you've got five guys, and your fifth guy ends up with the ball about half the time.
But because you were such a prolific scorer, Richard, wasn't there a lot of double-teaming on you?
I got double-team, triple-team. Sometimes they have 3 men, and they leave guys on the goal just to stop me.
Yeah. I've got my arm around Richard Fuqua, and I'm walking on the gymnasium.
The floor?
Yes. And I said, Richard, do you know what the record is in this building and what that would mean to us? And he said, yes. I said, but 50 points? He got 48.
You mean at another location?
Yeah.
You'd walk into a gymnasium and say, do you know what the record is in this place?
Yes.
Okay, now go beat it.
Yes.
Anthony Roberts never played in the same team you did?
No, I'm 4 years ahead of Woods.
You're 4 years ahead.
When I got through playing, he was a freshman.
He played 1 year for me, and he spent the rest of those 3 years at my house. He just...
He died like when
yes,
he left.
Yes. I loved Anthony. I tried every way in the world to keep him off of that stuff. But when they got it that night, he wasn't doing anything.
We should say, first of all, Anthony was selected in the first round in 1977 of the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. Denver Nuggets selected him mm-hmm. with the 21st overall pick. And he spent his first 3 NBA seasons with Denver, eventually weighed by the Nuggets and signed by the Bullets. And so he played for a number of years in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he couldn't take care of his money and stuff.
Anthony was shot and killed while he was arguing with 2 men
right.
in the parking lot outside his apartment complex on March 29, 1997, in Tulsa. He was 42 years old at the time. Do you know if that argument was about money or what that was all about?
I don't know.
I think I know about it. I don't think that he was involved in anything. Those guys, they were coming this way. He wasn't trying to push over somebody, but these 2 or 3 guys, they were running their mouth. Those 2 guys pulled out a gun and killed him.
Tragic. After your career here at ORU, did you try for the NBA?
No, I went to camp, but my knee was tore up. I left, came back, had a knee surgery, and then just gave it up.
So then what did you do?
I started working for the Tulsa Housing Authority, and I ran the rec program. I was the director of one of the rec centers.
What are you doing today?
I work for Tulsa County, and I'm a detention counselor.
Who do you deal with?
Kids come in, you know, we book them.
What kind of cases are you dealing with?
We do everything, okay, like stolen cars, gun charges, attacking their parents, just about anything that I do with the youth, we deal with all of it.
So these are kids that have been charged with these crimes?
Right. Some of them be on drugs, some of them just ain't going to school, some don't skip court. We counsel them, you know, and we do the paperwork and just deal with them.
I imagine some of that is rewarding.
Yes, I see a lot of kids that come in there. A lot of my friends had that same kind of background when I was coming up, you know, so I can relate a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. You're able to help them, I'm sure,
yes.
in many ways.
Yes.
And at this point, they don't know who a Richard Fuqua was
is. No, they weren't born.
Right. No, they weren't born, that's for sure. But these kids need that kind of counsel that
yes.
you're able to give them.
And a lot of kids come in the gym and heard of me and stuff, and I go out there and mess around with them, and they'd be surprised at how I can shoot and stuff, you know.
So how old are you today?
60.
60, and can you still shoot from midcourt?
I still can shoot.
From midcourt?
Yeah, I still can shoot. I guess you don't lose that.
Yeah, that's something. That's amazing.